ladies and gentlemen. Out of the caverns onto the moor, through culls and passes we process toward the pinnacle, from subterranea to summit stone. Now we pilgrims ascend, we climb toward the mountain throat. Welcome, everybody. My name is Gabe Cooper. I'm here with David, Tracy, and Ben. We are Thunderdome Metal Reviews, and we are reviewing some metal tonight for you. How are y'all doing?
Enjoying the wild hunt that's going on here.
I am enjoying our trip to a green and verdant land of myth and make-believe.
I know our listeners don't know this, because I had to listen to Daniel Harms and Earthside in the same week as this. This was a breath of fresh air like a balloon carrying me away. That was a much-needed palate cleanser. Drinks high, everyone. And I thought it was fun and very cool and Paradise Lost meets Black Sabbath vibes, which isn't necessarily my headspace, but I don't know. I thought this was a lot of fun. And as we'll talk when we talk about tracks, like there's one track finally I was like, yeah, this is actually awesome, that won me over sort of in the middle of the album. But I thought this was very cool. I had never heard of these people, but fuck, it's London. I mean, there's just an unlimited quantity of bands spewing forth. Yeah. Hawken and fucking Iron Maiden.
So I had a moment of like, I feel like I've heard this band, and then I listened to it and it was like,
was it 2018? Was it 2018, Tracy?
2021. Okay. And I was like, oh, okay, I've heard these guys. It's like, oh yeah, I got these songs on here. So it kind of helped put it in a place a little bit where they were at in my head.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I was gonna ask you, get some details for us.
I do actually have details for you. It is their third studio album, released on November 3rd, 2023, on Nuclear Blast. The runtime was 42 minutes and 19 seconds. The band is Matt Wiseman on drums and percussion, Scott Black on guitars, Tom Templar on vocals, John Wright on keyboards, organs, and synthesizers, and Joseph Gast on bass, wind instruments, and backing vocals. This was produced by Wayne Adams, who also oversaw the recording and engineering. So, Gabe, why did you pick this?
So, I think when I started out for this month's new pick, I had a death metal record. And I just thought to myself, you know, this is probably the last time that I will have to do this year.
Again.
And I thought of, you know, what is my mission? Like, what is my calling here in the Thunderdome? And it is not to do the same thing over and over again, right? That's not what I'm here to do. I perfectly well could do it.
Dude, I was fielding calls from Death Metal's embassy all day for your betrayal.
Right,
so.
Yeah, well... You know, I'm beholden to no one, apparently. That's and not
the
even
Dean.
He's gone
well,
rogue.
Dean right, Martin.
Dean Martin's going to come.
Dean Martin is going to come and question that judgment, but fine. Sure, you're a man.
So I basically decided to chuck that and do something else. And I saw this album was coming out, and I saw it getting press or getting sort of reviewed by other people, and I didn't want to hear what they said about it, but I was like, this might be something kind of cool. So I decided to check it out. I was like, yeah, this is cool. And also, like, looking at the rest of the stuff we were going to review, I was like, I think we need something a little bit different, you know?
It did.
Even if it's not death metal, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
So.
And this was a fun choice. Because this one reminds me like a stoner ghost is what the sound is what where I hit on. And I'm like, okay, this is easy to latch on to. It's fun to run with and just a good ass time all around and just kind of roll with it. Yeah.
I 100% agree with that, Tracy. That's what I thought too. Was like, okay, it's stoner druid ghost. But there's a lot I like here. I thought the riffs were really cool. I love the guitar tone.
Oh, yeah.
The singer's a little weak, but that's okay. He's not Sirith Unglebad or anything, so.
For sure. Oh, man.
Exodus.
Anyway, or Exodus, yeah, for that matter. But no, this was just like, it was very cool. And like, it has, I don't know if it was intentional. I'll pretend that it was intentional, but it's got a little bit of that, like the silliness of, Christopher Lee doing Charlemagne, and it's just
blood of a Saxon man.
Yeah, it's exactly. a very British thing going on here that I'm here for.
Just having the one time I was like, maybe we should review some of those games. Like, I will quit Thunderdome. He's like, no, I'm not listening to Christopher Lee yell at me about the blood of the Saxon man. I guess you have to know where your line is in Game Found His.
I'm very willing to tread up this line, particularly because I think that whether it's intentionally silly or not, it's a bit silly, and for good or for bad, I think it doesn't take itself overly seriously, but by the same token, the riffs are there. It's heavy metal. That's surely what it is. The guitar tone, it reminds me of the tone that Brendan Small uses for Deathclaw's sort of like, melodic passages and sort of guitar harmonies. It's very just like, blah, and it, like, I really just dig it, The other thing that's awesome about this, and we were talking about this in the group chat before, David and I, the organ. My God, that organ is so cool.
So fun.
It's awesome. Those are the keys that I can handle like on the regular. So cool.
I love that shit in clutch. I love that shit here. I'm just a sucker for that. Like, that, like, oh damn, it's church organ or ballpark organ is what it sounds like. But it's awesome. Yeah, big fan.
It's just a nice touch of fun to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. This was just a really fun listen.
Does anybody have any critiques to launch at this besides the vocals?
No.
Any glaring mistakes that they made?
It does not break any new ground, and that's fine. But sometimes that's a thing we talk about. Like, is this innovative? No. I feel very confident. And they would be like, nope. I don't think they would argue with me.
They'd be like, nope, took a hit off the bone. Definitely not.
And then High on Fire, and then what was it? What is Undead Charlemagne? What was that?
Druid Lord.
Yeah, anyway.
I will say that it's...
I meant what I said.
It's not breaking new ground, but it is a different spin on the other stuff that you've mentioned or that we've listened to. And to Tracy's point, I think this is the closest we got to Ghost in the sound, at least the long ass time. And it was just, it's just super cool. Again, it's kind of niche, but it's just sprinkling elements, as I said, the myth and mystery of the British Isles into your standard, bake of a pot brownie that like High on Fire or somebody would do.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting if we ever do more of Ghost to see, like, if I actually end up liking that stuff more than this, because I feel like this is very comfortable and very easy to listen to, whereas I find the Ghost stuff a little bit on the nose, just like, we're playing death metal and it's poppy, like that's what you like kind of are.
That's the tone.
I'm not wrong. I don't think I'm wrong.
Look it up, everyone. That's how it sounds.
It's very like self-conscious, and I feel like this, it doesn't need to be like we know we're silly or something, or it doesn't need to like pretend it's being cool or something. I think the attitude is maybe slightly different.
Some people really like Black Sabbath, and they
some people really like Black Sabbath, and
they write these songs here. I like
some people really like the ancient ways.
The ancientest of ways. Forest Church. Yeah. Lida? It's the time to talk about songs.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say take the ride. It's a good ride. Just take it.
Yep. Second it. Third it.
Fourth, Jesus. Yes, everyone. Yes, this whole album is really fun, and it's short.
This is a finish your drink moment. Just
40 minutes. Ah, yeah, 42 minutes. That's fine. That's total. That's like a even Ben approves of that.
Barely. Yeah.
And it's overall fun, trippy. It's got just enough playfulness to its whimsy. And how are we not going to talk about? They also throw in some fucking MIDI files in this shit too, like Super Nintendo sounds. Bleep people up just on the Witch Queen track. That's just a wonderful touch to it.
I can get down with that though. That is super, super classic right there.
Yeah. So it's just fun. It's fun games for the entire family.
Indeed. So I guess that means we need to grade it.
We do.
Well, I really, really enjoyed this. I was totally not expecting myself to enjoy it as much as I did. I'm going to give this a 90.
Nice.
I'm not going to come much lower than that. This was fun and cool and light and airy and great. I'm going to give this a B+ 88. So pretty close to where Gabe is.
I'm going to give this a B+ as well, 88.
Fuck yeah.
I'll give it a B.
Oh my God, no one shot it down the street. Not even Benjamin.
It's just too fun to shoot down the street.
Yeah, no, it was really enjoyable.
Certified really enjoyable by Thunderdome Metal Reviews. 4 out of 4.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
I would buy this. Right? Yeah. Everyone would buy this.
Yeah. I would buy it.
About as well.
Well, that's fun. I think I'm going to, and it's trending upward for me. We'll see. I mean, I don't think it's going to be my album of the year, but it's definitely in the mix in terms of stuff that I remember about 23 being fun or good. Right? This is going to stick out. This is cool shit. Precisely because of its bland Black Sabbath amazingness. I mean, again, I do actually want to give a shout out to all of us, just said all of them, but Maxine is such a fucking cool song. That's another thing.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's so good. That's when I was like, this shit. On the second spin, when I hit that song, I'm like, holy shit, is that a fun, cool song? Yes. Four of them. Mazig, or whatever it is. Anyway, yes. That song is badass. And all the rest. But that one, shit, man. So this is fun. Good job, Gabe.
Thank you.
You want this mocked. Speaking of mocking, what is happening to us next, Tracy? And why did you...
Next on the schedule, we have our wonderful yearly ender, what you might have missed for 2023. As we all pick an album that came out this year that kind of slipped through the cracks we didn't get to.
It's 4 Devin Townsend albums, everyone. I'm sorry.
Right now, Ben put in her Born Under a Mad Sign by Church of Misery. So that should be...
I'm sorry, what?
Born Under a Mad Sign.
I heard
sign.
You, Tracy. I'm... oh, shit.
You're going to love it, David.
I mean, I'm sure I am. I mean, I, of course, came with Cataclysm. So what can I even say?
If it has like, to do with serial killers.
Yeah, it's a Japanese sludge metal band. An entire album about serial killers, which is apparently all they do on all their albums.
Yeah.
They basically just looked up Ben on the internet and figured out what he would like.
It's like there's this guy who does this podcast. It's not going to start until like after we've been a band for 30 years, but we need to figure out what he's going
to
like.
We need to figure out how to reach him, and they did. Well, that makes me really excited about that. Oh, shit. And more barrenness. What a time we're gonna have.
Yep. Time of fun.
Is that a combined episode, Tracy? Or
no, it's just singular.
Regular.
Regular. Yep.
Word. All right then. We'll catch you then on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.